Islamic advocates question the use of taxpayer money for an investigation into a proposed mosque. Bird flu is back in Oklahoma, and details on an opportunity to make sure your house doesn't have radon. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 9th. I'm Deborah Schar. The state attorney general has announced an investigation into a proposed Islamic center in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow. We get details from Ben Abrams.
Over 200 people gathered in Broken Arrow on Tuesday night to voice opposition to the proposed mosque. Now, Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond says his office will investigate the center. In a statement, Drummond said the investigation was prompted by the public outcry. The Oklahoma chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations released its own statement calling the AG's move a, quote, witch hunt. CARE Oklahoma Director Veronica Lazier says the pushback against the mosque is being fueled by bigotry.
What unfortunately I fear is happening is that Islamophobia has hijacked this conversation and made it out to be about whether or not Muslims are welcome in the state of Oklahoma.
Flyers were reportedly being passed out to attendees of Tuesday's meeting, linking the whole of Islam to terrorism. Speakers like former State Senator Nathan Dom told the crowd there are, quote, plenty of concerns with Islam. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Macy's is closing its massive distribution center in northeast Oklahoma. Zach Boblett reports the move will impact hundreds of workers and leave a major industrial site vacant.
The Macy's and Bloomingdale's Fulfillment Center in Owosso is shutting down as part of broader changes to the company's supply chain. The $170 million facility opened a decade ago and spans more than a million square feet. At its peak, the fulfillment center employed thousands of workers and was one of the largest distribution hubs in the region. In a joint statement, the Tulsa Regional Chamber and Owosso Chamber of Commerce say they are working with Macy's and local partners to help re-engage the workforce and to evaluate future economic development opportunities for the property. The company says operations at the Owosso facility will officially end March 28th. In Tulsa, I'm Zach Boblett.
The first case of bird flu for 2026 has been detected in an eastern Oklahoma backyard flock. Anna Pope reports state officials say sick domestic birds should be quickly reported to the State Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza cases and backyard or commercial flocks usually kick up as wild waterfowl migrate, and more cases have been detected across the country in recent weeks. The bird flu was detected in a small backyard flock of 43 chickens in Wagner County. Because the illness is fatal to domestic poultry, the birds were culled. The virus can spread through bird droppings and contaminated water. To protect domestic birds, Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry officials are encouraging flock owners to take precautions, including preventing exposure to wild birds and the areas they've recently spent time in. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Naturally occurring radon is found in buildings nationwide. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on a program to help get more Oklahoma homes tested for high levels of the radioactive gas.
Researchers say radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. The gas comes from decaying uranium found in most soils. It poses little threat outside, but can accumulate indoors. This month, Oklahomans can request home testing kits through the Department of Environmental Quality at no cost. The initiative is funded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which estimates 1 in 15 homes has high levels of radon. The kits can be ordered through the DEQ's website. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.